NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and getting ready for that Gibraltar-Algoma game tonight as we kick off the Division IV playoffs for the WIAA boys basketball. We're joined by head coach Justin Burris. And coach, I guess before we reflect on the end of the regular season, let's talk about just the past success that you've had in the playoffs. You've entered the playoffs maybe on down notes before, only at least two games the last couple of years, if not a longer streak there. What's been maybe the secret that you have for starting off these playoffs on a strong note with your teams?
Well, when we get to the playoffs, we're definitely looking to kind of start fresh, turn a new page, whatever our season, however the season looked before. We're trying to get better every day in practice, and as we get towards the postseason, really go far into the playoffs. Last year, we made it to the regional finals. The year before that, sectionals, and obviously would like to continue that into the future. One big difference this year that is going to be a hurdle is we moved up from Division 5 to Division 4, so playing bigger schools, it's definitely going to be more challenging to make a run.
And you bring up a good point there, and we talked to, last week when we did the girls' game, we talked to Ben Rikla from Sevastopol. He said similar comments. And I guess how big of a surprise was that for you to get that bump up a division after, once again, having some success at Division Five at least the last 2 years?
I was a little surprised by that. The bump came quite late, too. We had looked like we were going to be Division Five again this year, and then the shift came kind of usual farther into the season than we anticipated. We saw the update over the summer. Obviously that doesn't change the way you prepare. We go into our schedule, we play the only Division V team that we would play during the season is NEW Lutheran, and then the rest are Division IV and III. So we're used to playing teams that are our size or bigger, and so again, we always talk about when we go into the playoffs, then when we're actually playing schools that are around the same size or smaller, we feel like we have an advantage.
And heading into the playoffs on a three-game losing streak, but it's an improvement from when we last broadcast your game against Kewaunee there on February 5th, able to narrow that gap a little bit there. And you had a really good game against Oconto last Thursday. And talk about maybe the adjustments that you were able to make from that Kewaunee game moving forward that puts you into a good place tonight when you play Algoma.
Yeah, not necessarily looking at the win-or-loss column. I know we're right around 500. A lot of close games this season could have easily given us another four or five wins. I think we only had two or three games that we were really out of for the entire 16-game stretch. But as I said before, we're just looking to get better every day. We've had really good practices in the gym, and I know the guys are excited to move into the playoffs. So that close game with Oconto definitely had their spirits up, a lot of excitement throughout the game and in the locker room, and we're looking to put up a complete game out there tonight.
Now, in your two games against Algoma, you're able to get two wins out of it as well and really been able to pile on some points as well near that season average of 67 in that win against Algoma on December 19th. And your last game against Algoma was way up there. Well, what does Algoma's defense show to you that allows you to take advantage of it?
The biggest thing is we've got them on height. I think it's a matchup issue for them. What they like to do with Zimmerman, who's really their point guard and their tallest, the most physical player, he's guarding our post players. So if we have Will in there, he's guarding Will. Will's got a 7-inch advantage on him. Zimmerman's physical, but then if he really starts overplaying Will, then that lets our outside shooting game kind of take effect. And when they switch Zimmerman to an outside shooter, then we just start pounding it into to Will and to Alex Laughlin and to Jake. So what I'm kind of looking to do is see where he places some of his pieces, and then we just kind of counter based off of what they give us.
And, we always hear how hard it is to beat the same team three times in a season. How true is that in high school boys basketball?
Well, it's definitely true. I mean, the one thing that makes it tough is not only have you seen this team twice, you know, sometimes, you know, when players kind of have that, you know, who cares or almost desperate attitude sometimes, you know, they've beat us twice, like, what's the worst that could happen? They beat us again. So sometimes you have players that just come out so loose that all of a sudden the ball is going in more often than you think, and the defense is sharper because they kind of just come in with a chip on their shoulder, like, we don't want to let them beat us a third time. Not to mention the amount of tape that's out there. You've got game footage from your scout, then you've got the game footage of the first game, and then you've got more scout film. I think I've got 6 games on Ogoma, and I'm sure that Coach Zimmerman has the same on us. You're kind of not just looking at their play selection, but you get to the point where you're able to break down tendencies of players, and you really, really know the team, what they're looking to do. So playing a team 3 times is definitely challenging.
And then finally, almost an embarrassment of riches this year, as you take a look at your top scorers, all 3 in, you know, your 3 top scorers, all in double figures. Not much of a gap between Sam Lindenberg scoring just under 19 points a game and Spencer Krause at around 10 points a game. How important is that heading into the playoffs, to be able to have 3 different players that could really light up the scoreboard?
Yeah, and besides them, the other guys can definitely, you know, pour it in at times too. And we found that the biggest success we've had during the season is when, you know, team success. If it seems like if, you know, just one guy's on, we start relying on one person too much, you know, it can be treacherous. So we really like to get, you know, everybody a touch and get team scores and team play. And that really leads to, you know, that energy being up not only on the floor but on the bench and kind of carries all the way through. So it's great having 3 guys that can put the ball in at any time. You saw it with our first game where Sam had a big game, and then I think he had 35 points first game against Ogoma. Second time we played him, he was on restriction, so he couldn't play. And both, you know, Spencer had 30, and I think Luke had 32 that game. So it is nice to have those guys who you can rely on for points at any minute.
It's Gibraltar hosting Ogoma tonight on 105.1 The GOAT. And Coach Justin Burris, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck this evening.
Thanks so much. We appreciate your coverage.
You're listening to the new Radio Sports Network.